understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
DJ Rain and the Reverb Live crew bring faith, music, conversation, and culture to every show. Follow Reverb on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Reverb Live Show. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the live show. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, Reverb, and echo. Bring the beat back, man.
What's up, family? It's the Reverb Live Show with yours truly, DJ Rain, and the entire Reverb Live crew. Look, I want to thank you for listening and tuning into this show right now, right here on this station. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show is twice as fun and twice as interactive, man. And yo, the live show airs every Tuesday, 7 p.m., ReverbLiveShow.com. Tuesday, 7 p.m., ReverbLiveShow.com. Post your comments on Facebook and Twitter, and we read them live on the air. You can even take the Reverb Live Show on the go. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for Android or iPhone. Do a search for the Reverb Live Show. Tune in and listen to all the fun. And if you miss any part of today's show or last week's show, don't worry, don't fret. Go to ReverbLiveShow.com, click on the podcast link, and enjoy all of our past shows. You can listen to anyone you like. You can even download them and listen at your leisure. Look, I got a crazy show lined up for you. A lot of interesting topics, a lot of stuff to get out to you, man. I got some new music, a new artist coming to you as well, too, man. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right to where you got it. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
What's up, everybody? It's 2103. I'm Evan.
And I'm Torrance.
You're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Keep it locked.
Anybody ever feel like starting over? Yes, I guess. Look at today like it's the beginning of the rest of your life.
To keep smiling along the way. I'm thanking God for the rising of the sun. Brand new mercies afforded by the break of dawn.
Gonna be a real good morning. Got my angels on the for me. Gonna be a real good morning.
Anybody ever feel like starting over? Yes, I guess. Look at today like
to keep smiling along the way. I'm thanking God for the rising of the sun. Brand new mercies afforded by the break of dawn.
Gonna be a real good morning. Got my angels going before me. Gonna be a real good morning. I'm declaring it.
Gonna be a real good morning. Got my angels going before me. Gonna be a real good morning. I'm declaring it. I'm praying it.
It's a new day.
morning, so I'm taking mine. Never negating my blessings, his glory's gonna shine. Forgetting stuff that's behind me, so I let it go. I got his favor on me, there's one thing I know.
Boy J Mars from Pajam. You're rocking with Reverb Live with DJ Ray. Keep it locked right here.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray.
What's happening? What's happening? It's your man Preston, God Chasers Entertainment, representing Duval County. You listening to the Reverb Live Show with my homie DJ Ray. Keep it locked. Yeah.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Reverb, yeah. Reverb, yeah. And echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
It's the Reverb Live Show with yours truly, DJ Rain, and the entire Reverb Live crew. Look, I have a great and exciting show that I want to get into today, man. But before I do any of that, I got to introduce to you who's on today's crew. So, starting with the one and only
Prince Matt.
The young Prince Matt.
Yes,
everybody's man. Favorite little cousin. Is it everybody's cousin, everybody's nephew, everybody's little brother?
I think everybody considers me their little brother.
Little brother. We're going to go with little brother, man. What's been going on, man? How was your week?
My week's been going well. Work was kind of weird today. I was sidetracked with the usual Facebook scrolling while I should be checking in students. But, you know, life is productive, if you want to say.
Please, nobody judge Prince Matt because everybody has done some work Facebook scrolling every now and then.
Yeah, everybody surfs the web. Don't play. Don't play like you don't be on YouTube looking up how to do your hair. Don't play.
Yo, I remember one day I was at work and I post like 10 posts in an hour. I went ham on Facebook.
You must have had an off day or something.
I don't know what it was, man. I had I had a lot of pictures that I hadn't. Like, I went to the Social Club concert. I went to this concert.
Yeah.
I didn't post any of those pictures, anything.
That was about almost a year ago, right?
It was a long time ago. I was like, I don't care. Y'all going to see this picture right now.
Yeah. Throwback. Throwback. It could be throwback whatever day.
Let me see. This week, I got... You know what I did? I went and picked up... Our church has a mentoring program.
Right.
And okay. I'm assigned to a mentee. His name is Perry Fisher.
Perry.
Young Perry.
Young Perry. Why?
Well, I think he's like 10, but the kid looked like he's 15. He's tall.
His feet are bigger than mine.
He's very big. Look, I want this kid to grow up to be some type of athlete.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't know if he's going to be a doctor or some type of higher book learned knowledge thing, but
yeah.
He's going to be an athlete.
Yeah. At least let him get his 4-year degree.
Yeah, I want him to graduate. Yeah. I'm talking like he's my kid, but I want this kid to graduate, and at least he can have that in his back pocket. But I want athletics to be his thing, man. But we went out, we hung out this weekend,
mm-hmm.
we played basketball, we did around the world, and he wanted to go swimming so bad because it's hot here in Florida.
Very.
And he said, if I beat you in around the world, can I just jump in the pool? I said, man, you don't have no clothes. You don't have a towel. So he said, well, you shouldn't have nothing to worry about because you're going to beat me, right? All right, come on. Cool. Let's do it. This little dude beat me in around the world.
Well, he's big, Rain. What do you expect?
I mean, but, you know, I thought
the man,
I could beat
the man
dude.
Got huge feet. He could plant and shoot. That's all he needs to do.
So I let him jump in the pool with all his clothes.
And what did his mother say?
She didn't care. He was going to a pool party later.
Oh, really? That kid is smart. He already got the academics right.
Actually, we were at your complex.
Really?
At your apartment complex. We should have called you.
You didn't. What was that? I don't even remember what
you
I was
You weren't there.
Say.
You weren't there. Yeah. Hey, look, y'all. We got an exciting show lined up for you. But before we go anywhere, we want you to interact with us and Matt. Tell them how they can do so.
Yes. What you can do is go on their social media platforms, search the Reverb Live Show on Facebook, post, and let us know what you think about the current topic we're discussing, or even the music, or if you just want to say hello, because you know what? You can interact with us. Also, check us out on Twitter by searching Reverb Live Show on Twitter. And also, you can follow DJ Rain at DJRRANE. And you can follow me, PrinceMax_FLS, if you want to stay connected. But remember, anything you do, hashtag the Reverb Live Show and also tag us. Instagram, the same thing. And this is live, so we want to be with you.
Check in with us. We will check in with you right after this new music. I'm pumping this thing, man, for my man Jonathan McReynolds.
Oh,
gotta have you. This is New Joint. Y'all keep it locked to where you got it, man. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Follow Reverb on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Reverb Live Show. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, y'all, this is Jonathan McReynolds, and when I'm online, I tune into Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, oh Lord, I gotta have you. I gotta have you. Can be. Your love is a guarantee. In a world of changes, you and I together stay on my mind. You are the truth and the light. There's no other way. I gotta have you. I gotta have you. I gotta have you. I gotta have you. Oh Lord, I gotta have you. I gotta have.
ItIsObvious.com is the free-to-post national website that allows you to promote your new book, music CD release, concert, dance production, youth event, fundraiser, conference, workshop, and so much more. Advertise and view what's happening in the Christian arena. The kingdom has come. GodIsObvious.com.
Tune in to the Reverb Live Show, airing live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on www.reverbliveshow.com.
It's DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show. Get in on the action and post your comments on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Reverb Live Show.
Verb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Reverb Live Show. Your boy DJ Rain checking in with you alongside
Prince, man.
Yo, we had to add another person. So it's an all-male cast today, man. We got to add another member to the crew. I really like when we have all guys in the show. But sometimes we do need a female.
We do need that perspective sometimes.
But big shouts out to Lady B. She's not here. She's, again, she's a band wife.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to go to a band concert of some sort. But I'm like, you know what, B, go ahead and do what you got to do.
I don't know what's been going on lately, but I've been getting a lot of invites to these spring concerts. I don't know if it's to that season. Well, it is spring. So
it's about that time. It's about that time. So what's up, man? My man, David. David, you was the young intern, dude. I don't got a name for you, man. But David, what's up, man?
You call me Cool D, Young D, D3. You call me everything.
Oh, D3. I called you D3?
Well, you know, actually, somebody gave me a shout out. He called me D3.
What's the three for?
I'm the third, but it's, you know.
Okay, I can vibe with that. D3, all right. That's good stuff. Good stuff, man. How was your week this week, bro?
The week was beautiful. It was challenging. I had a tragedy in my family happen, but besides that, definitely something I overcame, and I'm ready to finish out the week like it needs to be, or start the new week up.
All right, man. Finish off the week strong. Finish off the week strong. All right. Now, this is a very interactive show. I want you to check in with us so we can check in with you. Matt, give them those instructions one more time.
Facebook, search Reverb Live Show. Like us, comment, post, and let us know what you feel about everything that is going on within the show. Twitter, at Reverb Live Show. Tell us what you want to know. Tell us what you want to hear. And tell us what you want us to talk about. Instagram, the same thing. Hashtag Reverb Live Show. We want to interact with you.
All right, y'all. Shout us out. And we'll shout you out just the same. Look, we're going to dance around a couple of topics, man. Because I actually found these stories. And we're going to put these up on our site. I want you to talk about it. Get in on the conversation. Got a story going on about Denzel Washington, the famous actor. He's in the news again. You wouldn't believe it. He got invited to do a commencement speech for Dillard
University. Yeah.
5 points if you can tell me where Dillard University is. D3.
Ooh, you catch me later on that.
Wow.
Where is it?
New Orleans. New Orleans, Louisiana.
He hit that Google search real quick.
That's a fast fall. You must not have Sprint.
Oh, shade like on Sprint, that, brother.
I ain't gonna lie, I have Sprint.
Look, I gotta admit, I didn't know. Before I read the story, I didn't know where Dillard University was. Mm-hmm. Did not even know that it was an HBCU.
You right. know, the funny thing about that university, the only reason why I know where Dillard is, that even exists, is because of D1. Because D1 frequents that university, whether he speaks or performs there.
Oh, so yeah.
But D1 being one of my favorite rappers, I actually stay in tune and... That's the only reason. If D1 didn't exist, I would not exist. Just being real. Shout out to New Orleans. Shout out to New Orleans.
All right, y'all. We got another story coming up. There is a decline in Christians that are in the faith. The Christian religion, the population is going down. You won't believe at the numbers that we throw at you today, man. Please stick around for that. We also, for our Reverb Spotlight, spotlight. We have, I love this website. We always go there when we got these crazy questions. We got a, what's the name of the website?
Gotquestions.org.
Look, if you haven't heard of this website, I want you to go there immediately during the commercial break or something, man, because we got some questions coming up, and I want to ask them to you, and I want to answer them to you from this website. And also, we'll give you 10 reasons why church is on the decline, the Reverb Top 10 list.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, we're going to give it to you later here in the show, man. But don't go nowhere. We got a lot of stuff lined up for you. The fellas is hanging out today.
Yes, sir.
Fellas is in the house.
Right here on the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
Let's ride it on the wall. is a crushing weight, and I don't want no more. I don't want no more, no. The blessing of grace is a healing rain, and it goes on and on. It goes on and on and on.
See, God is love, and love is real. No matter who you are or how you feel. So hold on, hold on. When the world is spinning out of control.
Tune in to the Reverb Live Show, airing live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on www.reverbliveshow.com.
Reverb Live, your new urban gospel show.
Let's get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Yeah.
So crazy, looking back everywhere I've been, everything I've done, everyone I've met, every breath I breathe, every tear I cried, every race I've won. And now, looking to the future, open doors, possibilities. Your love is so real to me, I hope the people feeling me. This time, this moment, with you, I know I'm so on it. One thing I know that's true is what would I do without you? This time, this moment, with you, I know I'm so on it. One thing I know that's true is
what would I do without you?
That I could do this on my own was the day I woke up and realized I was so alone. You had my back when I saw my life fall down. So I'm here to let y'all know more about the one that you can call now. I'm talking about love, I'm talking about joy, I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about hope, I'm talking about more than what you see. I'm talking about answers, talking about life, I'm talking about proof. One thing I know is true, true.
What would I do without you? What would I do without you?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes, and you're tuned in to
The Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain. Check it out. Don't change the channel. Stay there. We love you.
Press pass.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's DJ Rain and The Reverb Live Show. Get in on the action and post your comments on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Reverb Live Show.
Reverb. Reverb. And echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Yo, Reverb Live Show, DJ Rain,
Prince Matt,
D3,
are all in the building for you, man. Yo, you wouldn't believe the stuff guys talk about off air when it's nothing but guys in the room.
Let's not discuss that.
But yo, your side game is pretty good, man.
Well, see, the thing is, I want to shout out my little brother. Yes, I want to shout out my little brother. He actually purchased these for me when I used to work at Journeys. He got the discount and said, you know what, Matt, I want to bless you. So here are these socks.
Oh, it's hot.
His sock game on point now. I be borrowing from him.
I actually just bought some socks yesterday.
Let me ask you this, Rain. When's the last time you bought socks? Before that day?
I don't remember. Because I'm not into like the big sock game thing and with different colors and patterns. But guess where I bought my socks from?
Where?
Goodwill.
Oh, really? What kind are they?
I don't know. They was $3. I don't care.
What kind? $3?
$3 one.
Not even a brand. $3.
$3 brand.
Well, you know, I was actually reading an article yesterday, and it was just about fashion and style, and they're saying that socks are on the rise.
Yeah, socks is in.
Yeah, socks will make your outfit. If you don't have socks that are contrary to your outfit that makes it stand out, you are not doing anything.
D3, how was your sock game, man?
My sock game was horrible before I had to start doing study groups at people's houses.
What? What's that got to do with anything?
It has to do with faded socks.
Oh.
One might have a hole in it.
Yeah, because you got to take your shoes off when you go to their house, and all your holiness is on blast for everybody.
We ain't talking about H-O-L-I-N-E-S-S. We talking about holes.
Yes.
H-O-L-E. Yes.
This is true.
All right, y'all. Actually, we have a relationship segment in this show. We usually don't do a lot of relationship stuff because everybody wants to talk about it. It's the hot thing. But I would like to do that in like the latter part of the show, our part D section. We're going to do a quick relationship joint.
Well, Rain, why would you say that? We don't remember a couple got married through your guys' show. There's success now.
That's right.
There's success.
Right. That's right. We have, I think, one and a half weddings under our belt.
I'm not gonna ask about the half.
No, nobody asked about the half. They ain't work. They ain't make it. Oh man, but I can't wait to do that episode again, man. Yo, but all right, get into this. Denzel Washington. Everybody knows Denzel Washington, famous Denzel Washington, the actor, movie star, director. Actually, first of all, big shout out to everybody checking into the Facebook page. Joyful Beth, I gotta give these people a shout out.
Definitely.
Donald McLeod, Trey Clark, Candace Gosselin. Is that like the Gosselin chick from like that had 8 kids, 10 kids?
Yeah, she probably related. She probably got 12.
Yeah, I know by now.
12 seconds.
Now this girl. First of all, I'm gonna jack your name up, but she's pretty, and it sound like I'm speaking in tongues. D3, go ahead and say it for me.
Amira noni merosa has
tina. Hallelujah!
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 Amira.
I kid you not. He sounded it out as best as he could sound.
Every letter and everything.
Even the silent ones.
The phonetic spelling and everything. We tried. We tried, darling. We tried.
Oh, man. Big shouts out to Middleton, MacArthur. Well, y'all got 5 names in your name. Just stick with 2.
She's probably not even Hispanic.
I know, right? And Elishama Tequoia. She looks like she's a singer, but she's been checking into the Facebook page.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to you guys. All right, yo, so Denzel Washington's in the news.
Wow.
He was asked to give a commencement speech. Now, they asked him to give a commencement speech for graduation at, what's the name of the college?
Dillard University.
Dillard University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Cool.
What happened was they was like, yo, look, we don't want you to say the name of Jesus at all. Do not mention Jesus in your speech or else. You wouldn't believe what the brother said when he got up on that mic.
What did he say?
We'll find out right after this, man. Stay tuned. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray.
Don't do this to me. We got to do it, man. We got to go to a break, man. Y'all talk too much.
Fellas talk too much about socks. We'll be right back, man. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray.
Hottest Christian hip hop and R&B.
Come on, man. Don't let them discourage you. Don't let them get you down, man. Sometimes you just gotta put a little sauce on it, man.
Sauce all on me. Sauce all on me. I got the sauce, 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 all on me. Yeah, 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 sauce all on me, me. It's a hot, cold. I got the sauce all on me. I got the sauce all on me. I got the sauce all on me, me. I got the sauce all on me. Yeah. It's early in the morning. Thank God for another day. Up, let my eyes open. I gotta get this work, man. Y'all sleeping and snoring. No, shake my hand, bro. You ain't my homie. I'm on an island with Master Roshan. I'm trying to be the best of them. You know I want the whole thing. Then they getting mad at me. Like I'm not supposed to go and get it. But don't nobody like black. Unless you got some gold chain. I thank God I came up. I said I wouldn't change up. But we sick of seeing the same thing. So how could you blame us? I don't need no hand claps. I know that I deserve better. You can see my gold medal. I got the sauce all on me. I got the sauce all on me. I got the sauce all on me, me. I got the sauce all on me. I'm gonna rap now. Aha. Listen up to every single word that I say. They're gonna make you feel bad because you wanna be great. They're gonna tell you that you changed and they're gonna say that you fake because you moved on and have your own keys to your place. They don't like it when you dream, they wanna take it away. Talking all that noise so they can go and keep you away. Exaggerate on every single tiny mistake, ignoring everything that they're the only things that you make. I'm not making this up, best believe when I say. They're gonna watch it while you cook, they want a piece of your plate. And when you say no, they're gonna go and sneeze your steak because it makes them sick to know that they can never relate. They wanna see you boxed in with no options. Become an alcoholic that enjoys to breathe toxins. And beware of the frogs who try to hop in a room full of sheep who let the fox in. Don't succeed, that's not a good look. I'd rather look bad than read a good book. Play sports, rap, or flip bricks and cook. That's all it ever took. I'm in the bottom of this pit. I'm thinking this is all because I have a vision. And my coat is colorific. On my way to Egypt on a first class ticket, yeah. I thank God I came up. I said I wouldn't change up. But we sick of seeing the same thing. So how could you blame us? I don't need no hand claps. I know that I deserve better. You can see my gold medal. I got the sauce all on me. I got the sauce all on me. I got the sauce all on me, me. I got the sauce all on me.
Show.
Hey, what's going on? This is Clark Kent from the Grit Music Video Show. I'm checking out Reverb Live Show. That's right. Tuning in live to my man DJ Rain. You know how we do.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Oh man, I missed the button. Reverb Live Show, DJ Ray. We in here talking about some other stuff, really. Yo, that song, that Aha Gazelle, every time I play it, somebody always emails me or texts me like, yo, what is that song?
Rain. So, everywhere we go, dog, we play that song and everybody just stop. They just stop, completely stop, and they're like, what is this? They'd love it just so much.
D3, that's what I want. I want to go to a house party where, like, a song is hype because everybody knows the song and can vibe to the song. D, I want to go to a house party where it's nothing but Christians in the joint, and we can play stuff like this, and everybody's like, oh, and know all the words to the song, man.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I definitely want the same thing. So just be looking for House of Judah coming soon, man. We definitely going to get something started. We got a team. We got footwork, and we got Jesus, baby.
Yeah.
Amen.
So speaking of that, are you going to continue the House of Judah legacy, or are you going to start something fresh with the House of Judah covering?
It's definitely going to be something fresh, something new. When you think of God, it's always something fresh and something new, so that's definitely what we're aiming for.
5 points, good answer.
And for those that don't know what House of Judah is, House of Judah was a collegiate Christian ministry that the whole purpose was to provide a place of wholesome entertainment where, like, your friends going out to the club Friday night, as a Christian, where do you go? Mm-hmm. You ain't got nowhere to go. Hey, come to House of Judah, man. They would rent out, like, the skating rink, the bowling alley. They'll go to a park one day. One day they'll have a house party. And if you haven't been to a House of Judah house party, I mean, this ain't church mothers in the building. It's all college students that love God 110%. And you're asking, yo, y'all got DJs at a house party?
Yes.
Yeah. We got a crew deep of DJs at the house party. Do y'all dance at the Christian house party?
Yeah, we dance at the Christian
house party. I heard in the heyday of House of Judah, they had like 500 people show up to a little old house.
In a house.
Just for a house party.
On the south side of town.
On the south side. It's crazy, man.
Yo, the party was so hype. There was a frat house across the street. I think there was the Omega Brothers or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to shut their party down to come to our party to figure out what was going on at this party.
They didn't even know it till they got up in there.
They was like, man, where the drink at, man? Ain't nobody drunk? Nah, man. Ain't nobody drunk.
We got some living water, though.
Not as you suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I stuttered.
Are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it, dude.
That's crazy.
I remember the dude that came in there. He had his cup, but he was like, where everybody else come?
Wow.
We sipping from an unlimited cup. Our cup overflows, sir. That's
crazy. All right, y'all. Denzel is in the news. I told y'all that he was giving a commencement speech, and he was told, yo, don't talk about Jesus at all. Don't say Jesus at all. You wouldn't believe what this brother said.
You know, that baffles me. Because, you know, there's some research on this universe to actually found by the Church of Christ. I don't understand. Why can't he say Jesus? What you want to say? Christ? Brain, please help me here.
Yeah, I had to check why they was tripping. I was thinking maybe they went to a predominantly white school or something.
Right, right.
And I'm thinking, man, it's a HBCU. They was born and raised on Jesus.
You have to say Jesus.
What do you mean you don't say Jesus? Jesus is in the preamble. I don't know.
Right.
Signature that y'all say every day.
Right.
They told a man don't say Jesus. This dude got up and said, let me see what he said. What he said. Three things I want you to do. Number one, put God first. Boom. Done. Dropped the mic, walked off.
Wow.
Commencement speech was done in 30 seconds.
Wow. I don't think so, Rain.
He said, put God first in everything you do. Everything that I have is by the grace of God. Understand that. You know, he did that in his Denzel voice because, you know,
you gotta understand. Yeah.
And he said, while you're down there, say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your parents. Thank you for love. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for humility. Thank you for peace. Thank you for your prosperity. Thank you in advance for what is already yours. This brother started going in.
He was preaching now.
That brother took up offering afterwards.
Was there an altar call, sir, for that guy? We can't say his name.
You can't say his name right now.
Right.
Yeah. But it's all black students here.
Right.
They all went to church. And if you watch the video, we'll post the video on our website, on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the video, he's saying that, man, you know, mom, I made it. I did this all by myself. Your mom said, what?
Mm-mm.
Do you know how many people that prayed for you? Do you know how much oil was poured over you? Do you know how many prayer cloths I bought just to make sure you didn't drop out of school? I mean, he was covered in prayer.
Right.
Covered in prayer. And he acknowledged that too, man. I think that's why he has such the success and the longevity that he has now, is because, man, he just believes in God and thanks God for everything.
Now that's crazy now. I didn't even know this much about Denzel to know that he's a Christian.
Stone cold Christian.
I did not know that.
Me neither.
Because I just think about Training Day Denzel.
Cussing Day Denzel.
I just think about Training Day Denzel, who a Merker brother on sight. I just thought about it. I was like, that is not a Christian.
I'm thinking about American Gangster Denzel.
For real. Huh. Frank Lucas. You know what? But anywho. That is phenomenal. It baffles me to hear that this university would muffle that, especially with their foundations being in Christ. It's crazy.
I mean, D3, what if you were invited to go speak somewhere? Because you're now a college graduate.
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're asked to go speak somewhere in like a health facility. And they say, hey, now listen, brother, I just don't want you to say anything about Jesus. Just say anything you want, okay? Just don't say anything about Jesus. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Rain, why'd you do that voice?
Sorry. That's how they gonna run up to the dude.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna have to be the rebel in this instance, and honestly, my only thoughts, and I hate to be the bad guy, my only thoughts is, in all of that, thank you for love, thank you for humility, thank you for, you know, so on and so forth, I probably would have at the end said, and thank you for Jesus. And my question to Denzel would be, why not go ahead and say it? I don't know what Denzel can possibly lose, money.
Right.
I'm going to still watch his movies, I promise.
Right. What they going to do to Denzel if he said Jesus?
On the low, I still watch Training Day now, so I'll be watching again, even after he says Jesus Christ. Hey, that's real talk, man. You gotta support people like him. But he still, see, that's a great thing about public speakers. They know how to say things, but not necessarily say things.
Right.
He inadvertently spoke about his Lord and Savior, and he discussed it in a manner that was very encouraging, and they can't turn him away because he's already on the platform. They already done cut the check. Number one, put God first. Oh, damn, we already paid him. Too late. Right.
Hey, man, coming up at the top of the hour, we got our Reverb Spotlight. We're going to go into this website, gotquestions.org, and dig up a good, juicy question for you. And also, church is on the decline. We will tell you why. And we're going to give you our 10 reasons why church numbers are going down. Stay tuned. Keep it locked right to where you got it. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
To the Reverb Live Show, airing live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on www.reverbliveshow.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Shanice, and you're now tuned in to the Reverb Live Show with the one and only DJ Brain. All about you.
Jays. All about you, all about you, all about you, Jays, Jays. All about you, all about you.
People may see me, but what do they see in me? They know that I'm young and I made some mistakes, but do they see the heat in me? The me that they talk about, been washed away, but they don't know that you saw everything. You before you formed me, you knew that one day that I would choose you anyway, so that's why. I'm talking and living for him in the moment. Don't have time to be walking around pleasing no one, cause they don't know that you saw everything. You before you formed me, you knew that one day that I would choose you anyway.
What's up, y'all? This the Kid Flame, Clear Sight Music here, man. And when I'm online, I'm listening to Reverb Live. You already know. Keep it locked.
Follow Reverb on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Reverb Live Show. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
DJ Rain and the Reverb Live crew bring faith, music, conversation, and culture to every show. Follow Reverb on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Reverb Live Show. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the live show. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the spotlight.
Welcome to the spotlight.
Camera action, action.
Welcome to the spotlight.
Flashes, flashes. Hey.
Welcome to the spotlight.
It's different.
I mean, but like when you live life like that, it's like certain, like life makes decisions for you. Like they have families, they got bills to pay. Like you, you have to go where stuff is paying you, you know?
You moved up north.
Way up north, away from the group.
To get the money. But they still love one another. It's still very.
It's love there. It's love. It's love. It's love. Reverb Live Show, DJ Rain.
Prince Matt.
D3.
All up in the building for you, man. And look, we're in the Reverb Spotlight out. Yo, it's the time when we shed light on something that's going good in the hood, good in the community. If it's doing something good for me or you or anybody, we want to share it with you. Now, this one, man, yo, this is a website. I think Kenya put me on to this joint.
Wonderful woman.
Yeah, you and Kenya. Oh, look at you. Well, you're learning something real good.
She's amazing. No, listen, Rain tomorrow, his wife. Kenya and I, we all had an amazing weekend. Let's just get. She's awesome. She's phenomenal.
Oh, smart man. Smart.
Rain almost punched me in my neck. Hey, I'm sorry. Let's keep moving. No, I'm just playing, y'all.
So she put me on this website that answers like over 1,000.
Rain, let me correct you.
How much?
They're well over 400,000.
400,000 questions answered. If you ever wanted to answer, get questions answered, you keep nagging somebody about this question, most likely this question will be on this website. What's the name of the website again?
GotQuestions.org.
GotQuestions.org. All right, so we're just going to pull just like one or two from them, and just to show you how good this website is.
All right, so basically, one of the questions I pulled up is, what is the Christian view of suicide? What does the Bible say about suicide? And what about believers who commit suicide? So it basically goes through multiple scriptures. Now, Judges 9:54 there. I'll just read it about Abimelech. Then he called quickly to the young man. His armor bearer said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, lest they say of me, a woman killed him." And his young man thrust him through and he died. Abimelech committed suicide. Basically going through different people that committed suicide in the Bible. And then it goes on the Bible's view of suicide, basically saying, the Bible views suicide as equal to murder, which that is of self-murder. God is the only one who decides when and how a person should die. We should say with the psalmist, "My times are in your hands." Now, reading further down, it says, so according to the Bible, suicide is a sin. It is not the greatest sin. It is no worse than any other evils in terms of how God sees it. And it does not determine a person's eternal destiny.
Now, oh, really?
See, that's where we get into something very tricky, because people believe that if you cut your life short, you are cutting your eternity away with God. But as it equates murder and suicide and all those different things, which is all scripture-based now. This is scripture-based. It's saying that it does not determine your eternal destiny. Wow. So, however, suicide definitely has a deep and lasting impact on those left behind. So it does talk about how, despite it not having an effect on your eternal destiny, it does have an effect on those that you leave behind.
Wow.
So
see, I've never heard of that perspective before. Usually, I've heard, because you committed suicide, you didn't have time to ask God for forgiveness.
Right.
That's fine.
And because of that, you're done.
And then even in that stuff, it goes into a bigger topic with eternal security, that once you're saved, you're always saved. And we need to go back to this website.
Man.
There's a wealth of knowledge
on
there.
Do they answer that question? Once saved, always saved.
They do answer that question, but I want to save that. I want to save that because
that can be a whole show topic.
Honestly, that could be a whole show topic, and we need to save.
I'm telling you, we're going to have friends that will stop being our Christian brothers and friends over this one topic.
What are you talking about? Once saved, always saved. You sin, you're done. It's over. That's the type of mindset.
This topic will have all the deacons fighting in the church.
Right. Yeah. You know what? You're not doing offering this week. Talking about what you're saying. You're always saying.
Sick of wearing that white.
You know what? Give me a suit back. That's just because you know. But it's all scripture based, and I really appreciate this website. Oh, thanks a lot, Kenya. And this is a great spotlight because people need to know, because
people got questions.
Yeah, and then even with this topic, suicide is a huge thing that people contemplate, and for them to really consider such things like that, they have to understand that our time is in God's hands, and we have to think about those that we're serving alongside.
Do you ever had to talk to someone that contemplated suicide?
Too many.
Really?
Yeah.
Run that. What'd you say to them?
To be honest, I actually had somebody random call me one time contemplating suicide. I had to stay on the phone for hours. with that. I had somebody on campus as well before tell me I was going to commit suicide at a late night. Had to, you know, drink some water, hope my breath didn't smell too bad, and run to a dorm. I had a situation where I had a close friend wanted to commit suicide. So I ran into the situations too much, I would say.
You see how God just put you in the thick of the degree you got in? Social work. You just all in the thick of it. So that's crazy. But
yeah, because you graduate with a social work degree, right?
Yes, your bachelor's, sir. Right? That's crazy, though. Like, it's a heavy topic, and we need to know what the word says.
I want
to
know, like, maybe because, I don't know, my life is so carefree. My life is so wonderful. I have no problems. I don't know. Maybe I'm just so good. I don't know. But, dude, I know people go through stuff.
Right.
I just can't imagine that's your only answer you can come up with is just to end it. Like, what was their situation? I know you don't want to go deep into it, but, like, what was going on in their life to make them say, you know what, this is it, I'm done?
One individual, basically, he felt, you know, that he couldn't get things right. He didn't understand. And it was from he was battling between the spiritual and accepting, you know, God's love, but battling with what he desires. So it's kind of like when you get in that situation where you're confused, you just feel like everything you're doing is wrong. And, you know, you're never walking mistake free. That basically, he was having a hard time.
That's crazy, man.
Man, I had a guy at my job. I mean, he was in the point of tears because his daughter kept trying to kill herself.
Right.
Wow.
And I was like, so what's, and you know, I don't walk around with a Bible in my hand, but people know that it's something different about it. I said, man, I got to say something to this guy. I've never dealt with suicide before. So I said, what is going on in her life that's making her that way? I said, I don't know, man. So her friends are okay. I know some of her friends are good, some of her friends are bad, but none of them crazy. Right. You know, she doesn't have boyfriend issues. And that's the part that was confusing him and frustrating him. He didn't know what to do or what to say about his little girl. I said, look, man, I've never been in a situation before, but I got to tell you, man, you got to start praying. Pray for yourself. Pray for your daughter. Pray for your sons. Pray about the situation, man. The only thing I can offer you is God, and let God step in and
handle
that situation. That's all I had, just that little bit. And I don't know what he did after that, but that's all. And matter of fact, if you deal with somebody that's thinking about suicide, all you can do is give them Christ, give them God. At least plant that little seed in them so that they can at least think of a different way to live. Think of, and then, man, like what you said, be with them. Right. Man, you was on the phone for hours with this person.
Oh yeah, man, definitely.
Man, you know, and that's kind of encouraging because, I mean, do you still work with this guy?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems like it worked out. You know, guy stepped in and showed out. And if you are contemplating suicide, remember that there's a deeper purpose for you. You know, the Lord has a plan for you. Whether you're saved or unsaved, the Lord still has a plan for you. If you come to know him, there's greater than that. And don't ever consider it because it's not worth it.
It doesn't solve anything. It does not. There's so much. In 1 month's time, things will be different. In 1 week's time, things will be different.
In an hour, things
will be different. I promise you. I guarantee it will be different. Help will come. And I would definitely say that if you just lean on God, trust on God, pray in God. Even, you know, believers get caught up in depression.
Right.
Then it leads to suicide. Yo, even believers out there, it will get better. There is a God that knows what you are going through. He's fighting on your behalf. You may not see it in the natural, but it is going on and fighting for you in the spiritual. Hold on and hang in there. With that said, I got a song by my man Sean C. Johnson. It's called Mountain. So fitting for this segment of the show, man. When we come back, I don't know if we're going to do one more, but when we come back, I also got a prayer to pray for it for you. You got to hear this. This is one going out to the ladies, man. I want to know what you think about it. But yo, check out the song Sean C. Johnson, Mountains. Don't do it. Everybody's got mountains that only put you there to make you strong. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Yo, what's good, family? This is your boy, Sean C. Johnson, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
I give my taste to you. I give my taste to you. So you can go higher. So you can go.
Tell me that my thoughts are not your thoughts. Ways are not your ways. Still I find it hard to say I trust you. And even though I know it's not my place, to the God that made the heaven, earth, and space, I need you. Help me make sense of all this pain. I'm encouraged by the testimony of those that overcame. But my heart aches for the single mom that's trying to maintain. She probably not able, she got that cane in her veins. It's like we build mountains with our own hands. Then we get mad at you cause we don't understand that it was us that strayed away, but still you had a plan to bring us back within your fold and keep us in your hand. I know these mountains you give us is only meant to take us higher, but we love the valley, so we pursue our own desires. It's a crying shame what we do to numb the pain when there's power in your name to heal the sick and heal the lame. It's like we fight against you like you ain't out here fighting for us, and all these trials and tribulations giving the help grow us. It's hard, I know it is, especially when you're scared of heights, and every time you turn around it's like you got another fight. So I pray the words I speak, I food to curb the appetite. And when the morning comes, I hope you're there so we can share the light. Until then, I'll be sipping from the fountain. You found me on the rough side of the mountain. I'm gone.
Urban Gospel Show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Reverb Live Show. The Reverb Live crew is in the building. The all-male cast of the Reverb Live Show is in the building. Big shouts out to Lady B, who is not here. Actually, you know what? Let's do this real quick. Big shouts out to our significant other, my wife, Miss Tamara Smith. Congratulations to you, sweetie, for doing such a wonderful job. She know what I'm talking about. Matt, who you got?
I only have one.
It better be just one.
But. Yes. Shout out to Kenya Jean Lewis, the phenomenal woman that has my heart.
And my man D3 had a coming out party a couple months ago.
He had to show up at the D1 concert. Hey, bro, this my girl.
Yo, you know a relationship is not official until you bring her out in the open, in public, and you are seen by her amongst your friends, right, that this is your lady. Give you a shout out, man.
Yeah, man. It'll definitely be my queen, Ashrea Andre.
There you go. Look, let me tell you, ladies, here's a nugget for you. If you're dating a guy and he has not brought you around his friends, maybe you need to check that dude.
Or you're just ugly. But
either or, he's not claiming you. No matter what he's... Number two, if he has not brought you around his church family, ladies, if I was you, I would check that brother.
Right.
And if he's a pastor, there's something wrong with that. He ain't bring you around the church family.
He ain't trying to bring around the family. You know what? I feel bad. Because on the flip side, ladies, y'all do this too. Y'all would date a guy outside of, you know, your local church home,
mm-hmm.
and not tell anybody. One, because he don't want to come to church.
That's
two, because he don't go to church.
That's not biblical.
But because you like him, so he managed to get your number from at the gas station or the grocery store somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he got at the job.
It's your flesh.
That's what you.
That's all I had to say. It's your flesh. Run.
However he got your number and you keep inviting him to church and he don't come, he give you an excuse. And I'm talking about these are to my sisters, our sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
If that brother don't come to church with you, or if you don't go to his church or whatever, he does not want to be seen with you around your church family, or you're afraid to bring him around your church family, that's a problem. Because God sets a system up of people that you need to bring them around so that other people can check him out for you, size him up for you. Like, you know what? I seen that dude somewhere 2 weeks ago. He ain't no good.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing. Like, I know plenty of people like that dealt with, whether it be male or female, dealt with stuff like that. Like, a friend who had this significant other who's no longer the significant other end up having kids.
End up having a kid. That's what happened to the girl.
And it's a whole nother life.
I felt bad because we didn't take the time to be like, hey, go bring this dude to the church. And I didn't tell her, like, if he can't come to the church, you shouldn't date him.
Yeah, it's real talk.
Because he definitely has ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a tidbit for y'all. So, ladies out there, I got something for you. We're going to get into this Play to Pray For It. Matt, tell them how Play to Pray For It works.
Well, if you like it, if you love it, just tell us to play it. You can tell us on our Facebook page by searching Reverb Live Show, which you should already like, and let us know if we should play it. Now, if you don't like it and you feel like that person may not have the sauce, let us know that we need to lay hands on this track and pray for it. All right? You can do the same on Twitter at Reverb Live Show. Let us know if we should play it or pray for it.
All right, let us know what you think, man. The name of the song is called P31. This is going to all my ladies out there.
Yeah.
And the name of the artist is Merk.
Yeah. I actually did a little research on her. She's actually signed to Mr. Del's label.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Mr. Del signed her. She actually is from Florida, I believe. Yeah, she's from Florida.
She's from the FLA.
She's from the FLA. And she, you know what? She believes so much in her vision that her and her mother moved up to Tennessee, where Mr. Del is at, to kickstart her career. I watched the music video and everything. It's actually a dope song. It's pretty catchy. But hey, if we don't have to lay hands on it, support her, because this is what she does. She moved from her own state to another to fulfill a dream. So, hey, shout out to Merk.
That's hot, man. D3, have you heard this song before?
I haven't. I look forward to it.
Oh, brother, we're going to get it in for you right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new urban gospel show.
Merk with another one. Team P31. I'm a real woman. I ain't no Barbie.
Boom.
P31, that's what they call me.
Uh-huh.
I walk in the building and the party starts. Ella the Picasso. Yeah, I'm a work of art. Now go live on my ladies. Go live.
Go live.
Go live on my ladies. Go live.
Go live.
Go live on my ladies. Go live. Jazzy on the outside. Beautiful on the inside. Proverbs 31 in the building. And I'm all real. Barbies are for the children. Virtue by city is back. Can you feel it? I'm a new woman. I've been graced by the spirit.
Uh-huh.
Representing for my women where my ladies at.
Hey.
And classy ain't dead. We bringing it back.
Uh-huh.
And we so fierce. But no cat fights.
Uh-huh.
Being watched by the father. So we act right.
Uh-huh.
Game on lock. We keep it tight.
Uh-huh.
Keep it 100. The cash right.
Uh-huh.
Got our own house, own job, own car. And if you looking for us, don't go to the bar, cause we ain't there, been there, done that. And when I look back, it was never all that. If you don't feel this, fall back. I'm on a mission, ain't nobody got time for that. I'm a real woman,
ain't no Barbie.
Boom.
P31, that's what they call me.
Uh-huh.
I walk in the building and the party starts. 11 Picasso. Yeah, I'm a work of art. Now go live on my ladies. Go live. Go live on my ladies. Go live. Go live on my ladies. Go live. Jazzy on the outside. Beautiful on the inside. Now go live on my ladies. Go live. Touching my toes, he can have a Range Rover, I can get plenty of those. My guy got a super fat bank account. I'm omnipotent, so the cash ain't running out. And when I say I'm classy, you ain't gotta doubt, cause I ain't running around with all my junk hanging out. If he wanna see something, let him imagine. And don't touch me, no grabbing. If you demand respect, then you gon' have it. And lowering your standards is a bad habit. You're worth more, so act like it. If he ain't married to the goodies, he can't have it. Yeah, you a bad broad, but I'm well behaved. And I don't need a Superman to be saved. The price of beauty, Jesus Christ been paid. Thank God for the makeover, I'm remade. I'm a real woman, I ain't no Barbie.
Boom.
P31, that's what they call me.
Uh-huh.
I walk in the building and the party starts. 11 Picasso, yeah, I'm a work of art. Now go live on my ladies, go live.
Go live
on my ladies, go live. Go live, Jazzy on the outside, beautiful on the inside. Now go live on my ladies, go
Ooh.
Live.
Yeah, but I can't tell you what I think until I hear what y'all think. Before I do what I think, I gotta tell y'all, see what y'all think. Yo, but this song is fire, man. I like it. I love it.
Damn, you
I just said
wait.
I wasn't gonna say it.
Dang.
All right, man, let's go around the room. Prince Matt, what you think, man?
Yo, I think that joint is fire. The song has the sauce.
Yo, the song got the sauce.
It got the sauce. The sauce-o-meter on a scale of 10, at 10 being the best, it's a 12 because the ladies will go live. They will go live.
All right, so that's a play it.
Lay it.
All right, D3, what you think, man?
Oh, you definitely got to play it out of me, man. I can almost say if the song had an offbeat and bad vocals, the content was so heavy, man. But definitely a play it, man, all the way around.
Yo, I can see this song being played at, like, every Christian house party. And this is the song where all the ladies go crazy. I can see this being played at, like, if they had, like, a Christian sorority on campus, like, they could do, like, a stroll to this song. And they just stroll in onto this song, man. Yo, I like this song.
Yes, sir.
You know, girls always has to find something to stroll to.
Something to stroll to.
This is a perfect song to stroll to. Yeah, this is a song we gonna stroll to, ladies. Go live. Go live.
Wow. For real.
Yo, she said, if you want to see something, then imagine.
Right.
And I didn't even catch that. Now, that's real talk, though. That's She's hot. Actually speaking some heavy truth in there.
Is she not wearing her skirt too short or too tight or too revealing?
Right.
If you want to see all my hips and shapes, just think about it. Think about it.
And you know, if you guys want to see the music video, which is pretty funny, it has a really funny intro, check it out. Of course, it is Merk. P31, YouTube it and do whatever. Support her, follow her on social media platforms. You can find her, Merk, P31, whatever. Do what you need to do, but support her. I support it, play it, and I'll pray for her in the same time so that she can play the rest of the tracks. And you know, God do what he gotta do, because we go live.
Actually, you know what I gotta do? We should try to contact her.
That's very possible.
Wow. Actually, you know what'd be dope?
What?
First of all, we start circulating this song in like this area. We gotta play it at the house party.
Yep.
Then have her come for homecoming.
That would be dope.
That would be fire. Cause she down the street.
She down the street.
You tell her to drive over here and drive back.
We'll pay for gas.
We'll pay for the gas. If it's $5, we'll pray for you. But we do a Skype concert. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, we need to get her here for real though.
All right, yo, that was our play to pray for it. Hit us up. Let us know what you think about it at Reverb Live Show on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. Do a search for the Reverb Live Show. And while you're at it, man, look, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday, 7 p.m., ReverbLiveShow.com. The live show is crazy. We get to interact with you. You interact with us. We chop it up back and forth. And that's how we do it right here on the show, man. Look, we were talking about it earlier. And we got to get into our list. There is a decline in the numbers of believers in America. And the people who did this study are will actually tell you why there's a decline, or why they think there's a decline, and give you the numbers. The numbers are ridiculous, and you wouldn't believe what's going to happen to us in 2025. I'll let y'all hang on that. We'll be right back right after this.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray.
Hey, Mr. DJ Ray, won't you play my
Reverb
Live Show?
Hey, what's up? This is Butta P from Ray Masoul.
And this is Kana from The Same. Yeah, we're supposed to.
My bad. Go ahead. And you are listening to Reverb Live.
Online.
The new online radio show.
Yo, this is Kana.
And I'm Butta P from Ray Masoul. You are listening to Reverb Live, the new online radio show.
Hey, it be about 20 a.m. in the morning. Haven't started performing. The center smoke is alarming, but this is how it goes.
Yo, this your boy DK, a.k.a. Blood Certified. And you will tune in to the Reverb Live show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what's happening with it, man? It's your boy Tadashi, and you rocking with my boy DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live show. So keep it locked.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
It's something like the wind blows. Can't see it. Just feel it. It's something like a good vibe. Can't see it, just feel it.
Yeah, that's how he never saw. I never seen. But somehow, he's everything. I never thought that I'd bow down to the devil's king. Or the guy would ever place me up on levels never seen. Peek the scene, I'm praying and them prayers getting heard. Living the results of living by his word. You can never really tell him that you never ever felt in them. Coincidences ain't coincidences. Let me tell you, bro.
If you're all feeling, then you must be alive. If you're all feeling, then you must be alive. If you're all feeling, then you must be alive. And if you don't feel it, then you must be alive. If you're all feeling, then you must be alive. If you're all feeling, then you must be alive. If you're all feeling, then you must be alive. And if you don't feel it, then you must be alive.
Your love is the realest. Your love is the realest. The only one give me that feeling. The only one give me that feeling. It got me up in the ceiling. It got me up in the ceiling. You gave me this love as a gift, and nobody ever can steal it. The miggity miggity mac. I jump, you give me that feeling. I tell her whole world, the men and the girls. There's no way that I can conceal it. There's no way that I can conceal it. There's no way that I can conceal it. I know you gotta feel it. I know you gotta feel it, girl.
Love is on the line. Force me every time. Always on my mind, you give me that feeling. Wondrous and divine, you're one of a kind. Chills all down my spine, you give me that feeling.
An aphrodisiac. Give me the man, a son of man. Oh yes, I'm eating that. The weed, it lacks what you give. You take me super high. But I buh-bye, make love, and I'm talking super fly. Who can supply every time I find myself in dire need? Alpha and Omega make it rain on me. Alfalfa, little rascal, I'm just laying in your grace. I wrote this love letter just to say it to your face. Please let me become aware of your presence.
You're feeling, then you must be alive. You must be.
The Reverb Live Show, airing live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on www.reverbliveshow.com.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the live show. It's The Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with The Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
I wonder what songs had like the best hook. That's cause sometimes that's the only part of the song I know.
Yep.
They try to say me rolling, I ain't on nothing. They try to say me rolling, I ain't on
the repetitive chorus.
I'm turned.
All right, y'all, it's a Reverb Live Show, and we have a big, big announcement to make. Church is on the decline. I don't know why, but we having a lot less Christians here in America. Now, this is from thechristianpost.com.
Mm-hmm.
They gathered up, they asked a bunch of people a bunch of questions, and I guess they did a poll from like 2007 to 2014 is when they actually did this population thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Christians still remain the largest religious group in America. They fall about 78% are Christians. Mm-hmm. That was in 2007.
Okay.
Last year, 2014, that number dropped to 70%.
Wow. That's large.
8% of Americans are not Christians anymore.
Mm.
What do you think happened, D3? Give me your thoughts on it.
Shoot, man, that's kind of difficult. I would say one or two things. My first thing would be maybe people aren't displaying it in the correct way. And I'm not just talking about old Christian sinner, but relative to freedom and joy in Christ. And my second thing could be is, hey, to be honest, this ain't no easy walk, especially when you got to live, you know, years and years, you know, the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, you know, 2013 was the year everything was turned up, like 2013, 2014.
Yeah.
And just wanted to get turned up.
Hey, don't Stephen Stone me when I say this. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to happen. This has been talked about.
This has been prophesied. It's in the Bible. It's in the most feared book. It is in Revelations. But it's also been spoken in, you know, through the prophets in the Old Testament. We need to get hit to it. Read the book. See, that's probably why there's a decline, nobody reading the Bible.
Now, that's probably true. Now, now when they say Christians, they mean Christian denominations like evangelicals, Protestants, Catholics, you know. So Protestants fell from 26% to 25%, around that same period. Catholics fell from 23-24% to like 20%. And mainstream Protestants, I don't know what they mean by mainline Protestants, they declined from the whole 4%, from 18 to 14. The only Christian group that had some growth, I mean, even though the growth was small, they had some growth. First of all, who do you think it is?
It got to be them Jehovah's Witnesses, because that door ministry.
That's not fair.
Hey, listen. Hey, they door ministry be strong.
Juice.
That door ministry be on fleek, though. I'm telling you. They be putting in work now, for real.
The Jehovah's Witnesses went up
0.1%. Man.
I'm telling
0.1%.
you.
The dudes that ride the bike with the white shirt, black tie, two in a pair, come knock on your door on Saturday. Bro, you see I'm in here, but I'm not going to open it. Those guys.
Listen, honestly, I think some oil, a dove just fell upon me. It's crazy how the ones that are carrying the wrong message are promoting their own position of
and
the
their
gospel,
numbers are increasing.
And their numbers are increasing. There is something going on here now. Message. That is crazy. That kills me, though.
Mm. Now, on the flip side, people without a religious affirmation, like people who say, I ain't really got no religion, da-da-da, from 2007, it was at 16% of Americans said this, rose in 2014 to 22%. Mm. Atheists nearly doubled in that time from 1%. Even though the percentage is a small amount of people that are atheists, but their numbers doubled.
That's still too much, for real. For us to be going ye-forthing into the world if we're not doing it.
Now, D, why do you think so many atheists are growing in their numbers?
Maybe some of the ones that fell off just joined the Klan, man.
Just switch sides.
Yeah, it's... When you, especially when you're in a situation where you can't get an answer, and so sometimes you answer your own questions and it still don't be the right answer, you just be like, all right, forget this.
You know, forget it. That baffles me. You know, the funny thing is, we lack the body of Christ. With all these numbers that are being shown, research in front of our face, we lack evangelism. It's something that we're afraid to do. We're afraid to be bold in front of people's face. And I'm going to be transparent. It's something that I struggle with. But I understand I'm not going to cower, though, if the name of Christ is proclaimed. I'm not going to cower. But right, going forth boldly, that's something we have to do. And you know what, Rain? God must really be saying something. Because one of the ministers at the church, Ramon, he hit me up today and saying, yo, I got this idea. Hey, we need to get on this evangelism tip, dog. I'm going to present it to Pastor Quincy, and we're going to get this right.
We need it. We need it. And just to make a side note, man, the amount of Muslims in America, that number doubled in numbers. I mean, it's not a large number, but still, they doubled from 2007 to 2014. And their predictions from ChristianPost.com says that in the year 25, America will be the largest country with a non-religious population.
Wow.
So that means even though America was founded on God, everybody came when this country started, was first started on godly principles and founded on God principles and values. 2025, we will have the country with the largest amount of people that don't even believe in God.
Crazy, man.
That really hurts me, man. I'm grieved.
That's sad.
I'm very grieved by it. I'm like, it put a damper on my spirit. It baffles me because all of this that's going on with ISIS and then just people falling away. There's multiple reasons, but the people that are outside the Christian faith are not at fault. It's our fault.
Yeah, it's our fault.
It's something that Christ has called us to do, to go ye forth into all nations, preaching, teaching, and baptizing them in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you know, it's something that we fail to do. And I say we because I'm included. You know?
We all are included in that number. Go out there and tell somebody about your Lord and Savior.
Jesus win Christ. Another.
All right, we'll be back right after this, man. Yo, this dude right here, he going God all the time. All the time, he's going God. We'll be right back. And we're going to give you our top 10 reverb reasons why the church is on the decline. You don't want to miss this. Some of them good, some of them funny. But look, yo, it's still real talk. We're going to keep it live for you, man. Yo, it's a Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
God's gonna do it. God's gonna do it. God's gonna do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kerry the Dreamer of God's Father Records, man. And I'm going God on the Reverb Live Show.
Just can't do it. It's gonna take a great God with all power for this one. Yeah. Only you can take all my problems, dismiss them. For real, I ain't waiting for nothing. Reach out my hand and you won't leave me hanging. You'll never leave, Lord. I count that a blessing. Call on your name like a teacher, your breath is over. Trusting you, Lord. Trusting you, Lord, all the way to the finish. It's already over. Thought that I told you, God won't do it. You wanna do it, God? God's gonna do it. Do it how you wanna do it, God. God's gonna do it. Do it how you wanna do it, God. God's gonna do it. Do it how you wanna do it, God. Do it how you wanna do it, God. Yeah. God gonna do it.
Gonna do it.
Yeah. God gonna do it.
Gonna do it.
God gonna do it.
Gonna do it.
God gonna do it.
Gonna do it.
God gonna do it. God gonna do it. God gonna do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gonna do it. God gonna do it. God gonna do it. Hallelujah.
God gon'
do it,
do it.
God gon' do just what he said. If he said it, that's all to it. Ain't nothing left to be said. He's the realest, ain't no doubt about it. And not the God do it. We gon' throw a party. 'Cause God's not a man that he should lie. So here I stand on my solid rock. He's on my side, Jehovah Jireh, he will provide. So I believe and walk by faith and I so do it.
Do it how you wanna do it, God.
God's gonna do it.
Do it how you wanna do it, God.
God's gonna do it.
Do it how you wanna do it, God.
God's gonna do it.
Do it how you wanna do it, God.
Do it how you wanna do it, God.
God's gonna do it.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain,
playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Hello, world. It's your best friend Chris Cobbins, and you're now rocking with the Reverb Live Show with my man DJ Rain. Let's do it.
People of God, what's going on? This is Pastor Derek McGee, Bible Based Church here in Tallahassee, Florida. Listen, when I'm online, listen to Reverb Live. And remember this: God loves you where you are. Trust Him for all things.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Reverb Live Show. DJ Rain.
D3.
Prince Mac.
In the studio for you, man. Look, we really enjoy doing this show. This is, now it does take work to do it. We plan about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 hours a week to do this show, and then another 2 hours to actually do the show, and then another hour and a half of post-production. But this is something that we love to do. God has put it in each of our hearts to do radio. Matt, how long you been doing radio, bro?
I've been doing radio probably like 3 years now.
3 years.
Yeah.
I think I've been doing radio about 7. And my man D3 been doing radio about 30 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Actually, like about 2 hours. 2 hours. 2 hours. He was in our last show with us, man. But we love doing what we do. We're going to keep doing this for you. Actually, we want to come back with some great new programming and some other different segments we want to put in there. But, yo, hey, we're going to have fun with it, man, as long as we can echo God's voice through to his people.
Yes, hashtag Reverb on Fleek. Just be
really?
Ready. Just be ready. Reverb on Fleek. We ROF, Reverb on Fleek. Just know.
All right,
just
y'all,
know that.
We came out of the break saying that the amount of Christians that live in the United States have gone down. I don't know, because they changed religions. I don't know whatever reason that they said. Well, we're going to give you our reasons why the Christian population is going down, why there's so many less believers here in America since 2007 and 2014. I'm going to start. I'm going to give mine. We're going to go around the room. And if you got some, if you think you got the reasons why there's such a decline in the Christian population, let us know. Hit us up on Facebook. Do a search for the Reverb Live Show, or hit us up on Twitter at Reverb Live Show. Here's mine. And this is a good one. This is for all the African-American people that say, you know what, I ain't doing God no more. Church service is way too long nowadays.
That's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Didn't think about it.
Yeah, church. I don't think church got to be 3 hours.
Mm-mm.
And you don't have to. Well, no, actually, yeah, I'm gonna add this to mine. Church service is too long. And we meet 5 times a week. Look, there's Sunday service. There's 8 o'clock. There's 11 o'clock. There's the evening service. There's late evening service. And there's Wednesday. Then there's the second Wednesday. Then there's Thursday. Then there's a lot of meetings to go to church. And it's like, man, I got to come to all these services?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of service.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely one of them.
All right, D3, what you think, man?
Mine would definitely be, the first one would be consistency. Kind of like what you just said. It almost takes work at this time to be a Christian, to stay saved, you know?
Yeah, okay. So. I like that. Matt, what you got?
All right, I'm trying to see. Which one should I go with first? I'm going to say the funny one. But vanity. people are becoming lovers of themselves. You know, okay. People are idolizing themselves and idolizing other people. You know, they don't necessarily want to trust in a God that is the creator, all-sufficient. But not only is he the creator, that is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, he's our daddy. But they don't want to accept that because they don't understand their identity. So vanity is something that separates them because they want to do what they want to do. They want to live how they want to live, and they want to love themselves and feed themselves and not worship a true God.
Top 10 things of why they are so why the numbers of Christians are declining in America. Here's mine. They see so many bad examples of a Christian, and they don't want to become that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can understand that theory. I understand, oh, they're hypocrites over there, but do this for me. Why is it the fact that if you see somebody that's wearing a pair of jeans, like, you know, I don't like the way how they're wearing them jeans. So do you not wear no jeans at all because someone else set a bad example? No. You get them and you rock them to the fullest, to the best that you know how.
You know, that's crazy. My grandma came to the church this past week and she asked, can I wear jeans? And I was like, yeah, of course you can. All right, because I was about to say, if that's the case, you ain't going to that church because that ain't a real. That's real talk. Love it.
There you go. All right, D3, what you got?
Yeah, my next one is definitely fellowship. And I say fellowship only from the sense of it gets to a point where we don't fellowship on a personal note after church, or, you know, personal problems, and the relevancy of life situations become separate from going to church. And I feel like that creates an issue, because after church it's like, okay, how do I deal with these personal issues?
It's like there's a lack of application, like,
right,
you know, like having those parties where we can have fun and facilitate Christ wherever we go. Versus, well, I mean, no church tonight, so I'm going to the club. You feel me?
Right.
That's good. That's good.
Gotcha. I like that. All right. I think we're on number 5 or 6 or something like that. I don't know. What we got?
So another one is lack of prayer. The church nowadays, we lack praying for others and praying for God to truly bring a revival. 1 Chronicles 7:14, and even the surrounding verses are potent. Humble yourselves. Pray, seek his face, turn from any wicked ways, and then he will hear from heaven, forgive you of your sins, and heal the land. Heal this very land. And see, our land is not being healed because we're not opening our mouths and offering the praises that our God deserves. So with that being said, people are missing out on a true and living daddy.
Got you. All right, number 8. No, actually, we're on number 9 and number 10. I'm going to give number 10. Because we got to go. Y'all like, man, that ain't add up right. So here's the last two. And this is a good two.
Mm-hmm.
One is builds off of what Matt said. It said, they don't see the power of God. Think about it. In the book of Acts, thousands were added to their numbers daily because they saw miracles, signs, and wonders. They're like, yo, your God can do that? Bet. I'm down for whatever you got. Now when somebody else is doing it, now, like, when we try to do signs, they don't see signs and miracles. They don't see all these things happening. So it's like, yo, I can't, yo, all this stuff you're talking about God doing, I don't see it and I don't believe it, so I ain't gonna be there.
And that's crazy. These are numbers in America, but if we see, like, there's multiple DVDs by a great, great director by the name of Darren Wilson, Finger of God, Fear is Love, Holy Spirit. Basically, he goes to different places and seeing God move in phenomenal ways where miracles are happening, you know, and this is happening outside of America, and we need that same power with the same God to come here, because people are seeing and experience those miracles overseas. Why can't we have it here? Because we lack faith.
That's a good one. Now, here's my last one, man. Yo, I gotta say it. The world is full of sin.
Yeah.
There's more sin. Even though there's nothing new under the sun, there's so much easy access to sin that it's hard to do what is right. It is hard to do. You can do it, but there's so much easy access to it, man. People, sin is fun. Sin is great. People like it. It's hard not to sin. Your flesh wants to sin. This is what it naturally wants to do. And if you don't fight it, sin will take over you. And so because of that, the church is declining. Our church population is going down. People don't want to lift up that banner. People don't want to fight that flesh and beat that sin down, man.
You know what? I want to be a bearer of bad news. I'm going to add a bonus one to that. You know why people are not coming to church? It's because the pastor's asking for a jet. He's asking for a $65 million jet.
Man.
That is why.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Man.
I had to do it.
You had to
do it. He's asking for a jet. Why you need to fly? You need to fly back and pray for these people that don't believe instead of trying to go to other... I'm done. Leave me alone. I'm done.
Oh, man. Matt.
Somebody, I need to get on the altar.
Matt.
Get me.
Matt, why'd you go there, brother?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You couldn't hold it.
All right, man. That's our show for now. We couldn't do the relationship piece, man. We just ran out of time.
We did. We talked about our ladies. We love them. Hey, keep God first. Don't be yoked with an unbeliever. And yeah, that's basically it. Just
right.
Be,
if they don't come to church with you, if they don't show you in public, throw that dude or throw that woman away.
So we talked about it. We got it covered. Just pray.
Got it right. You got it. All right. Who's your shout outs, D3? Who you going to shout us out to?
It's my brother Gerald Williams' birthday. I want to give him a shout out, definitely. And my lovely lady as well.
Hey, shout out to Ron. Ron Francis, big dude at our church security. Today's his birthday. And Splat's birthday was yesterday, too. So shout out to them. Of course, shout out to Kenya. You know, I love you. And, you know, hey, God gonna do it. Gonna do it. So shout out to him. Shout out to Rain. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the world. Let's keep praying for those that are unbelievers because they need Jesus Christ.
They need it. They need it. They need it. Big shouts out to all of the Reverb Live family, man. Those that have been supporting us here in Florida. Those that have been supporting us all around in our syndicated stations in America and outside of America. People listen to the show outside of America.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
That's the only accent we
make. Right. We worldwide. Mama, we worldwide.
All right, y'all. Keep a lock right here to this station for more great programming to come. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Yo, what we gonna do is take this back. I mean, way back to the beginning, so you can determine the outcome of your ending. Because once you know the truth, man, there's no need for pretending. You know what I'm saying? With my man DJ Rain from the Reverb Live Show, this is your boy Live. Lyrical intensity over vibes that are eccentric, baby. What?
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Reverb Live, your new urban gospel show.
Yeah, me and all of my friends. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
All of my friends.
Yeah,
me and all of my friends.
All of my friends.
Got me feeling like the man. Yeah, I walk through it on my friends. And it don't matter if you ever understand.
Nope.
Cause I got love for each one of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
My brother, my king.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're probably one of my friends.
Oh, my friend.
And I'ma say it again. Yeah, I got love for every one of my friends. Yeah, me and my friends stay
flattered.
It's looking like we hit the lotto. Oh, blessings from Ohio. He keep on blessing Mr. Cotto. Yeah. Friends be showing love. They don't be giving me the cold rub. They don't ever really need much. Unless you mess with they people. All of my friends.
Yeah,
yeah. All of my friends.
All
of my friends. All of my friends.
All
of my friends. All of my friends.
All
of my friends. All of my friends turn up, it don't matter where we win. Real friends, I ain't ever gonna pretend that they got love for each one of their friends. I hold down my friends. My friends, I can always depend. And I can never hate on my friends. And I will never trade all of my friends. Yeah, me and my friends stay
flattered.
It's looking like we hit the lotto. Oh, blessings from Ohio. He keep on blessing Mr. Cotto. Yeah, my friends be showing friend. Trust your friend. Tell them that you love them.
Tell them
that you love them. All of my friends.
All of my friends.
All right.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
DJ Rain and the Reverb Live crew bring faith, music, conversation, and culture to every show. Follow Reverb on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Reverb Live Show. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the live show. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new urban gospel show.